Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is former New York State Senator Cecilia Patrick, and she's here to talk about the FedEx Small Business Contest. So, Cynthia, how are you?
I'm well, Cynthia. How are you?
That's good. I'm fine. Now, you're raising sheep for wool. So can you tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing and what the FedEx Small Business Contest is all about?
Sure. So I have a little sheep farm. I raise Jacob sheep. They're a heritage breed, and they're black and white, and they have these really cool horns. They can have two or four or even more horns, and they're very, very cool. They're spotted, so their wool is black and white. And I also started a business, and what I do at my business is I get wool from other sheep farms, and we turn it into batting, and we stuff pillows. We make bed pillows and dog beds with mattresses that are filled with this amazing wool. And also, I opened a retail store in Esperance. And at the retail store, we have invited other farmers to come and show off their yarn. So it's a place to go to see lots of very cool local farm yarn that you won't find anywhere else.
Now, where in Esperance is it? Is it right off of 20?
It is on 20, Route 20.
Oh, nice.
It's also known as Main Street. It's 169 Main Street, and we have a big sign. CC's Wool, and on the sign it says pillows, pet beds, and yarn. And I'm there from, supposed to be there right now, but I'm not. I'm there from Wednesday through Sunday. We're closed Monday and Tuesday. On Wednesday, we typically open at 11, and I'm there till 5. Same for Thursday. On Friday, from 11 to 7:30. We stay open late on Friday, and folks come. We have a lovely front porch. So folks will come and sit and knit and spin on the front porch, weather permitting, of course. And then we're open Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. And I also go to the Troy Farmers Market on Saturdays. And that's
nice.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun at the Troy Farmers Market.
Now, at the Troy Farmers Market, do you sell your wool?
Yes, I sell my wool, and I can sell things that I print or manufactured at the Troy Farmers Market.
Mm-hmm.
So the wool
mm-hmm.
comes from my sheep. I also have pelts from my sheep, and I'm also allowed to dye wool from other farms. So I get other farms that are producing yarn and making yarn, and I will dye it fabulous colors, and we're going to unveil some of those dyed yarns at this week's farmer's market. So you should stop by.
So that's this coming Saturday. What's the date?
The farmer's market in Troy, it's the Troy Waterfront Farmer's Market, is every Saturday from 9 to 2.
Okay.
My son covers the shop those days for me.
Oh, okay. What colors are some of the wool that you'll be selling?
What colors are they?
Is
that your question? Well,
yeah.
I always have some natural colors. I think sheep are beautiful as is. But this week I'm unveiling some chartreuse colors. I was inspired by a barberry bush in front of my house. I had these gorgeous chartreuse colors. So I decided to try to replicate that in the yarn, and I posted it on my Facebook page, CC's Wool Facebook page, so you can check out some photos there. And, you know, the neat thing about dyeing yarn, when you do it in small batches like I do, is it's hard to replicate. So if you see something, and this goes for anytime you see a local dyer or local farm yarn that is really pretty. You should buy it. You're probably not going to see that again ever because we're doing things in small batches, and it's difficult to replicate what's going on in that dye pot again.
So you're participating in the FedEx Small Business Contest. Can you tell Focus on Albany listeners a little bit what that's about?
Sure. I'm sorry. I put you on mute because I sneezed.
That's okay. That's okay.
So I submitted an application for a grant contest that FedEx is hosting, and they're encouraging small businesses to apply. And if you win the contest, you get the grand prize is $25,000, and then they have some smaller awards of about $10,000 each. And what I would do with this type of a grant is I would use it to purchase more wool from local farms. And I'd love to create a yarn line called In Our Backyard, because there's so many small farms around the area that are raising some amazing sheep breeds. And I think if we can pull some of these smaller flocks together into a larger group, we can get it processed more affordably and dye it and have a lot of fun with it. And it would be yarn from your neighbor down the road, you know, the wool from their sheep. And it does two things. It gives you an amazing product that is going to be a lot of fun to knit, and you're supporting our rural economy and small businesses in the area. So I'm really excited about the application. The other thing I want to do with the money if I win is I work with Herkimer ARC, which has a manufacturing center. They employ people with developmental disabilities. It's a work center for them. And they do all the sewing for my bed pillows and dog beds that we sell online and in the store. And we would love to make wool comforters. They don't have the right equipment, so I would use some of the money to purchase a long-arm sewing machine and table so we could make quilts or comforters, you know, for your bed that would be filled with batting from New York sheep farms. And it would make an awesome cover comforter, and it would be really exciting to make them right here locally from wool that's grown and raised, you know, right in our backyard.
So how do people participate in the contest? What do they have to do?
Well, one of the things that is an important part of the contest is you have to garner votes to support your application. So if you go to FedEx Small Grant Contest, you'll see there's applications from all over the country. And you could Google CC's Wool, and you would get my little profile. There's a picture of my sheep. There's a little video that shows what's going on in the shop and on the farm. And you can click to vote for my application to win. And they take into account how many votes you get from your supporters or people interested in what you're doing. You can vote every 24 hours, and voting is open until June 13th. And you need, it helps if you have a Facebook account to vote. You can also go to my Facebook page, CC's Wool, and click on the link there, which will take you right to my application and cast the vote.
So if you do win this contest, it will be beneficial to a lot of family farms in upstate New York?
Absolutely. Once I opened the shop, I was surprised at how many farmers came in, shepherds who have sheep and have wool, and they have no way to process it, or they would love to get it to the marketplace, but they're too small, and, you know, it's too costly an investment to turn it into yarn. And, you know, they're essentially stockpiling it in the barn or they're throwing it away. And that really bothers me. So if I win the grant application, I'll be able to purchase wool directly from farms or to work with farmers to create, you know, a line of yarn, as I mentioned, as a way to help support, you know, the local farm economy. And if we can work together more on this level, we'll be able to make, I think, the product more affordable as well. Because when you do it in small batches, it ends up being more costly. But if, for example, we could wash it in a larger volume, that would really help reduce the cost of making it into yarn. But not every farm's sheep fiber is destined for yarn. There's a lot of farms out there that raise sheep for meat, or they're milking them and making cheese. They're still shearing those sheep, and there's really no market for their wool. But that type of wool is perfect for batting, for bed pillows, for comforters. And you know, there's not a lot of that out on the marketplace. So we're creating a market for that type of wool that almost always gets thrown away. They get so little for it that it's not even worth bringing it to a wool pool. And this is a great fiber for bedding material and for animals. And one of the things that we don't, you know, realize, we have this natural fiber, wool, that has these amazing characteristics. It's resistant to dust mites. Most people don't realize wool breathes. It has an internal moisture content that it wants to keep at a certain level. So it will absorb moisture from the air and release moisture to keep it at a certain humidity level. So the humidity level it likes is very dry. Dust mites hate that. Dust mites want it moist and warm. So they can't live in wool. So if you have allergies, or if you have a pet that has skin allergies and they're allergic to dust mites, you really should try a wool pillow, because that will keep the dust mites away from your face and your, you know, the area that you're breathing in. I had a woman let me know that she bought a dog bed for her dog, who was suffering from allergies. They knew he was allergic to dust mites. After they got a wool-filled dog bed, the dog stopped scratching, the rashes went away, and they were able to take him off the Benadryl that they had to give him because they got rid of the dust mites.
Mm-hmm.
Wool also is naturally fire-resistant because of this moisture content inside, so it doesn't burn easily. It has tiny scales on the fiber, so it resists germs and bacteria. So it's actually one of the cleanest fibers around. You know, when you have a wool mm-hmm. carpet, how easy that is to vacuum? That's wool. And instead of throwing this amazing fiber away, we should find more ways to utilize it. And it helps the farmers who are raising sheep to have an outlet for this fiber, helps them economically be more successful.
So in the event, you know, I'm hoping you win, but in the event that you don't, and people want to help you, you know, help you in the upstate economy, how could they reach you, Cece?
Well,
and what would you need?
How do you reach our shop? We have a website called cecswool.com. Or you can go online and purchase a dog bed or a bed pillow, and the folks at Herkimer ARC will make them and ship them out to you. So you don't have to come to the shop, but if you want, you can come visit the store, which is a lot of fun, and that's at 169 Main Street. And check out CC's Wool Facebook page, and we post photos of things that are new in the shop. We also have a little classroom in the shop, where we give classes on knitting and weaving and spinning. They've been very successful. So it's kind of a learning center and fiber hub. So you can see what local farmers are producing, and people seem to really enjoy seeing what's out there. I also have a email. You can contact me at ceceswool@gmail.com. That's ceceswool@gmail.com. Or just call me up. My number is 518-779-9985. I'll repeat that. That's 518-779-9985.
Now,
and what we need right now is, I'm sorry, you asked what I need now. Right now,
yes.
We need people to go to the FedEx site and vote for my application so that we can continue to do well in the voting. We're over 200 votes right now, which is great. And voting is open until June 17th. And you can take the link on CC's Wool Facebook page and post it to your own Facebook page and help spread the word that this is a good investment for FedEx to make. And not only does it help my business grow, it helps local farmers and supports their amazing sheep.
Now, if there's anybody out there who's listening to this that says, gee, that's a worthwhile endeavor, I want to get involved and I want to help. So what are some of the things that you would need in the event that you do not win the small business contest?
Well, I'm not going to worry about not winning because we're going to keep growing. You know, I'm not going away if I don't win the contest. One of the things that would really be helpful to me at the moment is helping to knit or crochet the yarn in the shop. So if you're a knitter or a crocheter and would like to help out, I would give you some yarn and ask you to find a pattern that shows off that yarn and let us display it in the shop. Or if you are into making patterns, you know, hey, let's talk. I would love to see some patterns made specifically with the yarn in our shop. It's really beautiful and really, I think, fun to work with. So this would be fun for folks who want to help with some of that type of work and just help them to spread the word and come in and support our products. We will be also at the, and I mentioned this earlier, at the farmer's market in Troy. So you don't have to go all the way to Esperance, but you can connect with me there as well.
You know, this is really exciting. I'm really thrilled that your efforts will be helping other small businesses upstate New York. So from time to time, when you come back, and focus on Albany and share, you know, how well you're doing, because helping the upstate economy is really a noble effort. So once again, Cece, give people your contact information. So in case they want to contact you, they can.
Sure, and I'd be happy to come back and let you know how we're doing. You can reach me at the Troy Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 to 2 for CC's Wool Tent. And you can email me at ccswool.com. Check out CC's Wool Facebook page or ccswool.com website and give me a call, 518-779-9985.
Thank you. You've been listening to Cecilia Castro. Cece, it was a pleasure talking to you today. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to iTunes, and if you have a comment about this show, you can hashtag Focus on Albany and share your thoughts. Cece, good luck. I hope you win. And thank you, everybody,
Cynthia,
for listening. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Vote every day.